way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
All right, here we are.
Hello, and welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with your host and hostess, Joseph and Carol Ann.
Yes, we're back.
We are
another week
back and bringing it.
Whoa! All right, a little aggressive right out of the gate.
Yeah, rolling hard today, man.
About that.
What do you mean?
What are you two doing here?
Who are they? Who left them in our house?
I'm here to have some fun.
You are.
He's ready to partay.
I'm having, wow. That's a great time already, actually.
Wow. That was fast.
Yeah.
I'm cold.
Yeah.
What?
Talking to the microphone.
Okay, sorry. I'm cold. I'm sorry.
And I'm wearing a sweatshirt. So I don't know why.
I don't know.
So right now people are listening wondering, who are these other people? Maybe we should explain that.
They're the voices in our head. We decided to let them out.
That's not
good. Or your conscience.
That wasn't good.
I thought it was pretty good.
We are the niece and nephew of Carol
and Joe.
And Joseph.
And yeah, me technically, but you know, whatever.
He doesn't even want to admit that he's related to you.
That's okay.
Can't blame you, man.
Lucy and Max are with us.
Yes.
Max and Lucy. Lucy and Max.
We got to make sure that you're talking into the microphone.
I'm talking.
I know, into the microphone. Just make sure. That's all.
Okay.
Otherwise, it won't come out good. So, yeah, we have, this is what, the third time we've had guests? Fourth. Yeah, because we had all
Who's
the kids.
Counting? Why
then
are you
we
counting?
Had
yep.
My mom and Andrew again, and then we had your brothers.
Yep. And now it's
and
these
now
guys.
We have other members of the family.
Yes.
All of our guests are family members, which is very exciting.
Yeah, we don't like other people, so there you go.
I don't like a lot of family
That's
members.
That's fair, yeah.
That's you right. guys they don't okay. like you either,
That's
so.
Yes,
I was referring to your mom.
What about her? I didn't hear what you said, that's why.
Oh, you said you don't like family members. I go, it's okay, they don't like you either.
Oh, okay. That was mean.
Low blow.
So anyway, yeah, we have, it's another week, another podcast, another set of guests. You guys have any... Have any hot topics that you wanted to bring up right away? Because, Lucy, you said you had a lot you wanted to talk about.
Actually, no. That's the opposite of what I said. But Max said he had,
Well, let's hear it on. Before I'm jumping in here, we went out to dinner at the Polish Villa, of course, because you guys are all Polacks. And we come home and let the dogs out. And the dog next door kind of dropped dead for a minute. It was like she was heading
We're
towards
laughing,
the light.
That wasn't funny.
So our dog Hank jumped up on the fence, which he shouldn't, but he was protecting us. And
because the
next
neighbor's
door dog
was
yeah,
jumping
jumped
up
on our
the
fence.
Fence. Yeah.
And they're going back and forth for a couple minutes. We got Hank away from there. And then the neighbor just screams, what? I think my dog just died.
Yes. She literally screams, I think my dog just died.
So the dog just dropped.
And I just stood there going, what do I do? Okay.
God, yeah. It turns out she didn't die.
No.
She just kind of passed out for some reason, probably from overexertion because she has pneumonia and whatever. She's got bronchitis. I don't know, something.
I don't know, but it was kind of weird.
But it was hilarious because she said she punched her. She punched the dog in the chest to try and get her heart going again or something.
I don't know. She was
so that was exciting.
What she was trying to do.
I don't know either.
It's kind of if you check to make somebody's passed out, you want to wake them up, you smack them in the face.
Yeah.
So she decided to haul off and just punch poor Quinn the Doberman right in the chest.
Hey, it did it.
It worked. Yeah. She's still worked, breathing. Yeah.
She jumped up. She was dazed and.
I'm glad she's okay, but that was just
really. Poor neighbor was not happy. Died. She was upset.
Yeah, she was crying.
You would be too if your dog just dropped.
I know. Well, she shouldn't let her dog jump on my fence. That's what she gets.
The dog was reborn.
It's karma.
That's right.
So that was exciting.
That was exciting.
Were you
going
to say something,
evening?
Though? I interrupted you to start talking about the dog.
I was going to say that it's just been a while since I've been here in town. How long has it been? I feel like it's been more than 2 years.
I don't keep track, Max.
That's true.
Maybe you should.
By the way, in case, for people who may not know, because not everybody that's listening is family, they do not live here with us in Buffalo area.
We live in Virginia.
Yeah, we live in Virginia, in Richmond, Virginia. That's
And you can tell by their accent.
We don't... Well, okay, You guys have an accent. We talked about this earlier. Like, and they were saying they don't think this, but you guys have accents.
Yeah, you just said accent, and you're telling me I have an accent?
I said we have an accent.
I said accent. Anyway.
Sometimes her her English accent comes out on accident.
English? Oh.
From your colonial roots in Virginia?
She goes in and out of
Virginia.
Her British identity.
Whenever I did this thing.
She's watching too many vampire things.
Probably. But it's not just that. When I was in sophomore year of high school, in PE class, we all did a challenge where you had to talk in an English accent the whole class or you're out. And we got good at it. And now it's whenever I'm excited, it comes out on accident. And I don't mean it to.
I see.
It's actually cognitive. I don't know what happened, but.
Can we hear it?
It's do you want to hear it?
Do I want to hear it? You're bloody well right, I want to hear it.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
It's kind of like she's got schizophrenia, but it's just a somewhat different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't like all these complicated accents in my presence.
I don't even know what to say.
What the hell? Just what was that?
I'm sorry.
I think Max just all of a sudden went from being in from Virginia to I don't know. Was that I don't know. What was
I don't
that?
Know what that was. Southern, it's like a Texas Southern. Prison.
Yeah, that was like backwoods of Georgia somewhere. That kind of
yeah,
accent.
Yeah, man, it's an accent that I've kind of brought into my life recently, and I really like it. It's
the
fun
one you're
to
going
perform
with?
Sometimes. Yeah.
You sound like Ricky Bobby, kind of. the car.
If you're going for the stepbrother mode, there you're right. You're right on there. Then I guess.
I want to be a cowboy for Halloween, so I'm gonna bring in the full persona.
Oh, so it's too bad Uncle Dave's not in town to give you some of his cowboy gear.
Yeah, that's I really wanted. I really wanted some cowboy gear.
Are you going somewhere?
I'm going to Virginia Beach for a party.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna dress up to go to work.
He's committed.
Yeah.
I used cowboy to dress pizza. Up to go to work.
I know.
Cowboy pizza. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, dear.
You think there?
Just
fine.
Because you don't dig Halloween.
Dig.
Which is kind of weird, if
Wait,
you ask me, because I think
be
Halloween is the coolest of the holidays,
what
next
guys,
to Christmas, of course.
What do you think is going to be this year?
This.
This.
Yeah, I don't dress up.
Podcasters.
Where it goes, podcasters. We're just gonna walk around with the microphone and the earpiece.
Go on the street, interview people.
We could do. There you go. We can do a rooming podcast on Halloween night.
Sure, that's what most people walking around during a pandemic, getting candy from houses, want strangers walking up to them asking them questions.
You could do. It's the end of a pandemic. It's
I'm
not
just
like
saying,
full blown. Blah,
yeah, most
blah.
People don't really care anymore, but still, nevertheless,
you could do little kids, when they come up to your door.
There you go.
But that's
we can hand them out little cards and say.
Yeah, that's creepy. And then we're going to record it and publish it. We'd have to get letters of consent.
I didn't suggest that.
Exploiting random children on the street to promote our podcast.
Yeah, that's not good. But you guys are here because not only to visit, but you're going to your first Bills game?
Second?
No, third.
Oh. Third Bills game.
That's a lie.
That's not a lie.
That's a lie.
No, it's not.
We have been to one, and it was a practice game, so it wasn't really a game.
No, I went to one with.
Yeah, you guys. That's right. You guys came up one time for the kids' game, the preseason.
Yeah, the preseason kids game. Yeah, that one time.
Yeah, but I went with another. I went with Aiden, Valerie, Uncle Dave, Aunt Cassie, and Justin to another football game a while ago
in Buffalo.
I think so. Yeah, 100% actually.
That must have been a while ago.
You know what's really weird is your dad told me this was the first game for you guys.
It's my first game.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Max got
kidnapped. Anyways, it will be an experience to be there.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to
be a good time.
I'm excited. And plus, we're going against the Redskins, so everyone down in Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Is Redskins fans.
Oh, man.
Washington's.
I think we just assume you're a little racist coming from Virginia anyway, so it's okay.
Sorry.
Just a little bit.
Just a touch side of a dash of racism.
We're not racist.
You're not.
We're not offensive.
We're
racist.
Not racist.
We're comedic racist.
I don't understand why the Redskin thing is such a big deal, but nevertheless, let them do what they want.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't care.
At this point, I don't think it's a big deal.
Mm, apparently it is. They're changing
you
the
are.
Name. Yeah, a I'm a Redskin.
So.
Yeah.
No, you're like.
You're the toe.
If that. Yeah. The rest like of the you is part. Like the whitest of the white could ever be.
Yeah, well, deal with it.
Powder.
I'm a minority.
Powder.
Okay.
Okay.
Call me powder all you want. Did you have something you wanted to talk about?
Something I wanted to talk about?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Bring it on.
Earlier today, we went on our usual Saturday coffee run. Right?
Yes, we did. We
I was there.
Yes, yeah. Lucy went as
you
well.
You got to experience undergrounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty epic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's coffee.
Well, it's not just coffee.
Well, maybe Lucy may not think it's epic.
You thought it was epic when you first got your coffee, and then you switched opinions.
I did not. I still thought it was epic. They just didn't put in the right flavoring in my coffee. It was just cinnamon, not brown sugar cinnamon.
Mm.
So it was
you don't mess with his epic coffee.
It was
really
still
upset.
Very good coffee, just not.
I told you
my
to go
exact
back and
concoction.
Get it fixed. Anyway,
underground.
So. Caffeine, you know, people say, oh, caffeine's not good for you. But there's never really been anything proven, right? That it's not good for you. And I have always thought of it as, it's just bean water, right?
Okay.
I think it's good stuff. Well, now there's studies, like actual studies that prove that it is actually can be good for you.
How? In what way?
It's an antioxidant.
This is very exciting. Coffee's an antioxidant?
Yes.
Like blueberries, kind of? Isn't that what blueberries antioxidant?
Yeah, blueberries are an antioxidant, sure. But the positive effect... that coffee has, that it repairs your cells.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it battles those free radicals. So you have the free radicals in your body that damage
your
cells. Yeah, free radicals. Nobody likes free radicals. They're bad for you, right? They damage your cells. Bad things happen. But coffee, on the other hand, repairs that stuff, that all the cells that the free radicals damage, I guess. But anyways, but more specifically, it is the ones that are linked to aging. In your skin.
So, what are you saying here?
What am I saying?
Yeah, I mean, is that it? Is that the conclusion?
Well, yeah, that it keeps you looking younger.
So,
that's
it keeps you looking younger by drinking coffee.
Yes,
gotcha.
That it can aid in that way. But also, here I'm going to throw some numbers down for you right now.
Ooh,
ready?
Data.
All right. So, an epidemiological study. I can't say big words.
Max, you want to chime in on that word?
They were published. In circulation back in 2015 found that people that drink coffee were 15% more likely to live longer than those who don't.
Whoa.
Yeah. Take that, no coffee drinkers.
No vegetables and no coffee.
I'm a tea person.
All right. I eat broccoli. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
with ketchup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Also, the antioxidants that are found in coffee, they're instrumental in fighting diseases as well. So they help prevent cavities, diabetes, cirrhosis of the liver, and various forms of cancer. And the Journal of the National Cancer Institute reports that habitual coffee drinkers, which would be us, were 20% less likely to develop malignant melanoma.
Oh. Now is
yeah. Melanoma.
Melanoma.
There'll be Noma.
Mela.
Melanovac.
Noma Mela.
Speaking of coffee.
What?
Have you ever heard of the poop cat? The cat poop coffee.
What?
Cat poop coffee.
Yep.
You're going to have to enlighten us. I don't think I've heard of this.
I'm pretty sure it's when cats eat like ground coffee beans and they poop it out and you use that. Use that to ground your coffee.
What?
What?
Yep. Look it up. And some people eat it. It's like some...
Are you eating the actual cat poops or somebody collects it?
No, she's true.
I know.
The disturbing secret behind the world's most expensive coffee.
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
Wow.
You should try it.
I
mean, it's edible.
It sounds expensive, as considering it's called the most expensive coffee, so I don't know.
It's actually pooped out by is it a civet? It's a cat-like creature.
No.
Hmm.
And it says that a cup of Kopi Luwak? It's called Luwak. I don't know how that's pronounced exactly.
Sounds good enough.
As it's known, it can sell for as much as $80 in the United States. I don't know if that's $80
for a cup or
for a pound or what it is.
No.
If it's a pound of poop, I don't know.
That's disgusting.
But that is super disgusting.
Would you not eat
that?
Drink
makes
it?
Me think of something.
No.
I would try it, sure.
I wouldn't.
If somebody bought it for me.
I'm pretty sure this is a
maybe
website
I'll buy it for you.
That allows you to order pounds of poop and just to send it to someone's house, like as a prank. I'm pretty sure that's a website. Like
what are we
elephant
talking about?
And gorilla poop. Like you could just
if
order
you're
a pound of it and send it to someone.
Save your money and just send them your own poop.
Yeah.
That's so disgusting. I mean, if you're going to bother sending poop,
that's
why
a better,
you
that's
pay
a better
for
prank
it
anyway, especially with somebody you don't like.
What would you do if you just opened the door?
You'd be like, hey, man, did you get that
box
shit I sent you?
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, thanks. I edited
Max would go to send it anonymously, but accidentally put the return address on there.
I don't drink coffee. I did drink Monster at one point, and not just the small containers, the big ones with like the pop-off top on them. And I would drink like 4 or 5 of those a day when
Jesus.
when I was a driver for Papa John's. So I stopped. Don't worry, I don't drink Monster.
There had
anymore
to have been some sort of negative.
After that,
you pissed blood for a month.
After that, a few weeks later, everyone in the store that I was working at did the one chip challenge, which is essentially a chip that is fully like with black powdered like ghost pepper.
What do you mean a chip?
It's a chip,
like a potato chip.
A potato chip.
Yeah, like a giant Dorito chip almost.
Tortilla.
And you would eat the whole thing, and our boss said if you ate it and lasted like 30 minutes without drinking anything, he'd give you $50. And most of us made $50.
Nice.
So your boss.
So how is that related to Monster?
So, let me finish.
Okay.
This is all involved in something that happened earlier this year. After that, I started to eat. I ate a lot of junk food and didn't stop eating junk food. Didn't really eat a lot of good, nutritious food. Only ate like pizza and wings. And then earlier this year, I had to go to the hospital because in the middle of the night, my stomach felt like it was eating itself from the inside.
Oh,
yeah, that was horrible. So when I went to the hospital, coincidentally, when I got to the hospital, I didn't feel any more of those pains, but on the drive to the hospital, I was screaming. Like, I was screaming in
pain. Wow.
Yeah, it was
so
not fun.
What was wrong with
what
you?
What happened?
So, basically, the acid of all the crappy stuff that I had eaten in, like, the past few months just built up in my stomach so much that my stomach was just, it couldn't take it. It was practically exploding. It was horrible.
Yeah.
So what was there a treatment for this? What did you have to, or did they just say here, have some broccoli and knock it off?
They gave me two prescription medicines. One of them was for nausea and the other one was for digestion. And I think the one for digestion was called omethoprephazine or something like that. I don't know.
It was meth?
No, it wasn't meth.
But do things differently in Virginia?
Well, I mean,
prescribe meth.
Whatever works, man.
Something like that.
After taking it,
I don't
worry about his stomach
so
anymore.
So you had like a come to Jesus moment there where you're like, I can't do this anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you stopped at that point drinking Monsters.
I don't drink Monsters. I don't eat a lot of fatty food anymore.
Other than chicken wings?
I eat a lot of lean cuisines now. Which make me feel better.
Good. Sorry. If you feel better, that's the important part. Do you eat the vegetables in lean cuisines?
I do, yes.
Okay, good.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, he's actually been doing
better. I
eat the
whole thing.
Man, you're growing up right before our eyes, young man.
They usually taste good. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. I'm a little concerned there.
Usually.
Although I do need to express a little bit of concern that you would eat the pepper chip for $50 and torture yourself.
I love how
but when Joe offered you $100 to eat
just
a
this very
salad
evening
today, you were like, no, I can't.
It wasn't
put
even a big salad.
I can't put leaf in my mouth.
I don't like the texture.
The texture of salads just are weird to me.
It was $100.
Right?
They're just crunchy.
I was convinced that if I ate that salad, I was going to throw up later.
You still would have gotten $100.
Convinced why?
It's just the texture. The texture just makes me gag.
That's funny.
I just don't get it.
I probably would have choked on the food, to be honest, from gagging while eating it. That was...
It's interesting.
I love how that whole hospital story, by the way, like that whole happened in mm-hmm. one night. And like, I didn't even know. Like, I woke up and everyone was gone. No one told me. No one woke me up. And I just went to school and I thought everything was cool. And then I got home and like, oh, your brother had to go to the hospital. And I'm like, what?
Would they have normally been there in the morning?
I mean, yeah.
So you didn't think, hey, gee, I wonder where everyone went.
Well, yeah.
No, but you were just like, I gotta get myself going. Yeah, I can't be bothered with them.
Be responsible for these fools.
Yeah, I got my own. I got my own life to lead.
Yeah. It was quite the interesting experience. So, people who are listening, don't eat a lot of junk food, like
solely like and only.
Yeah, consecutively and only doing that.
And
don't
Monster
do that.
Drinks.
It's bad for you.
Well put. That should be like a Surgeon General warning. We should have Max on TV. Doing those. him telling you how to eat.
Yes. His life experience.
Seeing this guy on screen going, let me tell you what, guys. I did things way wrong, but I'm here to tell you how to get things better. You'll feel better. You'll look better. And the secret is ketchup. Whenever I eat,
whatever you
I put ketchup on it.
Maybe if you put ketchup on your salad.
I honestly think I sustained permanent
That's
stomach damage from that. I'm not going to lie. I think I sustained permanent damage because now whenever I eat junk food, the next day normally I feel really, really bad.
Yeah, well, yeah, that happens normally.
Yeah, that's like you're used to eating better now, so when you do have junk food, it impacts
your body's like, no, man, this isn't. I want the good stuff.
Plus,
the nutrients.
It's really weird because ketchup is acidic, right? Like the tomato.
Ketchup doesn't make me feel sick ever.
No, because I mean, ketchup is really what
it's
just like tomato and vinegar.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, then we threw some sugar in there, but I guess good. The tomato end of it would be acidic, but...
Maybe. Anyway, glad you're doing better.
Mm. Yeah.
Much better, yes.
Yeah. And you're $100 poorer.
It is what it is.
Right. He's not $100 poorer.
Well,
I'm still poor.
Because
it wasn't like you ever had
it. A missed opportunity.
Yeah, missed opportunity.
Like those... Is that a Craigslist thing that they do? Missed...
Misconnections?
Misconnections, that's what it is, yeah. Some of those are funny sometimes. You know what those are?
Missed connections?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It's like like if you are in the store and you find, you know, like you walk down an aisle and there's this beautiful girl and you're like, oh my God, you know, but she leaves before you can go talk, whatever. People post on like Craigslist and say, hey, if you were in Wegmans in, you know, the produce aisle on Wednesday at 9:22.
That's creepy.
In the blue shirt, you know. You're beautiful, and I wanted all.
That is so
they
weird.
Get really, please they get
don't.
Really cringy sometimes too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Don't.
If
really
you
weird.
Look
if
them
you
up. It's misconnections. You can find them.
What?
Another.
Oh, I can't believe that.
If you think someone's cute, just go up to them. Because yeah. if I, oh my goodness,
wouldn't you be
I
creeped
think it's
out?
So creepy.
Yeah. If you actually saw and knew that somebody put that in there, you'd be super creeped
I would,
out. Yeah.
I don't know. I'd
be afraid to go back to that grocery store ever again.
Me too.
I'd be looking at everybody. Like
Wegmans on Wednesday. What time? Yeah, it was before class. I was wearing my blue shirt. Just be freaking out like this weirdo's talking about you.
And plus, like, if that was you, why would you want to reply to that? Like,
I don't know. You have
that man, there's weird people in the world.
You have an admirer out there Maybe. Somewhere. Maybe it's worth looking into.
No. Stop. That's hey. So...
Just go up to them.
No, just go up creep the kids to them. Yeah. We won't mention that there's, like, sections on there, like, man looking for man or... All kinds of weird stuff like that.
They still have that on Craigslist? I thought they tried to clean all that shit up.
Did they? I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know the last time I've been on Craigslist. It's
Me
been
neither.
Years. Not since I didn't say hi to that girl in the store that one time and I just posted about the misconnection. But mm-hmm. other than that, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I've never
Literally,
used
that didn't
Craigslist
work out for you, so here I am.
I've never used Craigslist for anything. Never. I've never even gone on it. I've just heard about it and never used it.
That's okay. There's a lot of websites out there that we probably haven't used. Probably millions, hundreds of millions.
Millions and millions.
Possibilities.
Yeah. So.
I bet I could find something, a lot of good stuff on Craigslist still.
Okay.
I feel like, I don't know.
Do you want to start doing a Craigslist post of the week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, instead of
Facebook.
Or like I feel like Craigslist to some extent has gotten replaced by
what
Facebook
kind?
Marketplace.
Yeah, Marketplace has for
Craigslist,
sure.
Craigslist, actually.
What?
Is
That's
it just like a shopping site? Or
no,
what?
It's just like it's like a very basic message board. It's people, it's just like you list your stuff for sale. It's mm-hmm. individuals for the most part.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So is it like eBay?
eBay and text only. Yeah, I mean,
oh, okay.
It's really basic stuff.
Yeah, and it's mostly like local.
Yes, it is. Well, there's a Craigslist for like different cities everywhere around.
Right,
yeah, regional. Yes,
exactly.
So
where you know eBay is.
You dropped your glasses.
Yeah, I know. Joe just gave me a dirty look because he thinks people are going to be able to hear that they hit the floor.
Well, now they can picture it in their head because we're talking about it.
I was trying not to laugh.
All they got to do is close their eyes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I can see her dropping her glasses. That's great. Yeah.
I can see Joe getting angry at her dropping her glasses.
Mm-hmm. Well,
anyways.
Are you ready for anything? No?
Are you ready for anything?
I'm ready for you to have that update. No?
No.
Oh, okay. You want to, then you have to let the people down and tell them that there's not going to be one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No Facebook Marketplace post of the week.
Oh.
Everybody's just, right now, people listening across, even just like Lucy was like,
I'm upset. I was.
People are going, oh man, I listened this long to all this nonsense to only to get to the part that I wanted to hear to find out that it's not even a part of this episode.
Maybe we should like.
Thanks. You're hurting our podcast. You're hurting our listeners.
How dare you?
Maybe. Right? Maybe. Wait.
Unbelievable.
Let's
Virginia
calm down.
Kids speak for all.
Let's calm down. Let's.
Okay. What do you got to say about it then?
Why don't we.
I could talk. I could talk about. This isn't really Facebook Marketplace post, but I could promote the Buy Nothing.
Sure.
Project.
We've taken advantage of that a couple times.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
So if you want to hit the button, I'll talk about that instead.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll use that as the.
It is Facebook, right?
It is.
So it'll still work.
As the update. Why are you making the same noise it's playing right now?
It's so fun. How can you not? How could you not want to make that noise when you hear it?
Okay. So tell us about this new page or whatever you've discovered.
So it's called the Buy Nothing Project. And
which is what Max has done because he's never been on Craigslist.
Right. He's bought nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so it's a it's more or less the theory behind it is to build community support for each other, right? So rather than selling things, so if you have stuff you're not using, stuff you're going to get rid of anyways, rather than post it somewhere and sell it, you create, it's a Facebook group, if you will, but it's for your local community. So, you know, depending where you live, someone would start this group. And you have to actually live in that area. And you, people just post stuff that they're getting rid of. So they say, you know, I have, takes a picture of it and says, I have this. If anyone's interested, you put a comment down there who's interested. And then people have their own way of selecting a winner, if you will. Might be the first person that commented. It might be, you know, pick a number, whatever. And then typically they just leave it on the front porch, send them their email on a, their address on a DM, and you get free stuff.
Huh. We've gotten a little dresser recently. We got that painting in our living room.
Yeah, that's an awesome painting.
Which is a really good painting.
I like it.
And you got that bike, white, right? You got that.
I got a bike.
A bike?
Mountain bike?
Not a, it wasn't a mountain bike, was it?
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's like a trail bike.
There was something else I thought.
Oh, I've gotten all kinds of stuff. I got a Christmas tree topper.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
gotten a coat.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Coat,
yeah, you've gotten a lot of shit.
Wool coat. Yeah. But I mean, we've also gotten rid of stuff. Like we've given stuff away.
I should get on that page and see what they got.
So it is. It's kind of cool. But some of the stuff that it's on there, I mean, you can imagine some people are just like, you know, some people's garbage is another person's treasure.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff on there that you see that I'm surprised that nobody picks up. But then there's other stuff I'm like.
Coffee can full of lard for cooking.
Right, yeah.
People, no, I mean, don't know.
It's funny because someone literally just posted it was a coffee can full of bay leaves.
You're
they
shitting
found
me.
It in their basement.
That's hilarious.
Bay leaves.
You called it. Close enough.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, bay leaves.
Bailey's Irish cream?
No.
Bay leaves.
Bay leaves.
Actual,
like this.
Okay.
Like
leaves of
cook
bay.
With, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Michael Bay. Michael Meyer.
Michael Myers?
A coffee bin of them in their basement.
Halloween.
Yeah. I've never seen.
So they're dried out.
Movies.
So mm-hmm. like, yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, she said no in case someone wants to make potpourri or something.
I should check that page out. It looks like.
Go ahead, give it a shot, people.
What's it called again?
Your communities. It's Buy Nothing, and then whatever your it might be your town, your city, your
gotcha.
Your neighborhood.
So the one
name.
That you're looking at is Buy Nothing West Seneca.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm in.
All right, go for it, man. But you guys could do it too, where you live, because I'm sure there is one there too as well. And I mean, people give away all kinds of stuff simply because they don't want to be bothered getting rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like
no.
furniture.
They are getting rid of it simply because they don't want to bother selling it or moving it.
Or, like people have gotten rid of like furniture. Their living room couch. They bought a new one. They're like, anybody want this? Come and get. Just come and get it. And then I don't have to worry about getting rid of it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll do it. I don't really go on Facebook.
You don't go on Facebook. What do you go on? Your Instagram?
Instagram, Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Visco.
What?
Visco.
Visco. Yeah. Never heard of that. What is it?
It's like photography. And I like it because there's no like liking or commenting.
So people are posting pictures that they've taken?
Yeah. So like it's photography.
Okay.
And it's just a bunch of things. And you can like repost other people's pictures.
Hmm.
And that's how you kind of like the like, but there's no like counts or anything. So it's just.
But it is just photography. It's not like drawings or paintings or anything.
I mean, you can probably take a picture of your painting or drawing if you wanted.
That's not what I'm saying. But okay.
But yeah, it's just pictures.
I see. Interesting. Never heard of it.
I go on that one. Like there's nothing on my Instagram. Or.
And do you post on there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't do that. I hardly ever go on Instagram or iFunny or Reddit. Most of the time I spend my time on TikTok because I have an unhealthy addiction to that app. And the more I watch it, the more I hate it.
Dude, I signed up for TikTok like 2 months ago under the podcast name. And just because if we ever decide to post something, you know, it's whatever. I had it on my phone for like a month and a half and I deleted it. Because you just sit there.
Yep.
Fucking swipe up the next video. It's insane. It's not even like, not that they're all entertaining or anything, but you're sitting watching this dumb nonsense.
Yep.
And you know what they do? I heard about this too. They're like part of the, not only supposedly, okay, so one thing, TikTok supposedly has like one of the greatest algorithms for determining what you like, how long you spend on a video. They'll measure that, know what to feed you next, all this kind of stuff. But they also use this in video games now too. Same premises. It never says like game over, or it doesn't say game over like when we were growing up, you know, because the game's never over. You can just continue flipping. It's the same thing in video games. You just start, you get a new life, you do whatever, you just start playing again. So the idea behind that is to just, it sucks you in and it never says, okay, that's enough, you're done. It just says, nope, here you go. Keep going.
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah, TikTok is bonkers to me.
I have to like take time off it. I looked at it this morning actually and I was like watching it. I was like, I can't watch any more of this. It's just making me it just messes with your brain.
Yeah.
And they even added just how you were saying, like they don't tell you to stop or anything. Actually TikTok has added like these ads in it.
Uh-huh.
So they'll be like, oh, stop. Go get some water. Go get some snacks and come back.
That's hilarious.
And then, but everyone, like, if you see the comments, it's all like, okay, scroll. And, like, it's like there's no point to it.
FYP.
Yeah.
For your page. Yeah, yeah, TikTok is just, it's crazy. It's so easy to get sucked into that. And I'm a freaking grown-ass man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine.
Physically, sure.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I'm not mentally with doing this, but.
What would be on your For You page?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably. Like what was on
A lot of prank things or people getting scared is what the algorithm started to turn into.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. It's usually two major topics.
Yeah, it would be those two major ones. Yeah, and then whatever else they throw in between. Like those Bushmen where people are dressed as a Bush. Those crack me up. There's an Arkansas Bushman. There's a Texas Bushman. There's one I think that's in Vegas that does it too, but it's so funny, the reactions.
You want to be the Buffalo Bushman?
Yes, that's.
You should.
It was going to be for Halloween, but you've ruined it.
Well, you could still do it.
Now everybody knows. But yeah, that's my TikTok story.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so they have those in Virginia, like at King's Dominion on Halloween time. They have these Bush people come out and scare you.
See, that's what I think you should do for Halloween. Sit at the corner of our front lawn.
A Bush I could band. Do that, yeah.
Well, you scare the so many kids. People walking down the street.
That would be so mean.
And funny.
Great.
I would feel so bad.
Why?
It's
Halloween. It's what it's supposed to be. It's all about scaring.
Anyway.
It's not hilarious. Like he came after him holding a severed head or anything.
Who am I? Kathy Griffith? Griffin? What's her name? One who was holding Donald Trump's severed head and the thing?
Oh, yeah. You went dark with that. Like you actually gave it a name.
Give it a name.
somebody's.
You brought
actual
up severed head. What else? What other examples? Where, can I have?
Where's the segue?
Yeah. What else do I need to do here?
Well, you put like you made it somebody's severed head.
Talking about I Halloween, see. Right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the Halloween movies?
I've
never.
Yeah.
I've every
never
single
seen
one of them.
Single one of them.
Listen, here's what you need to do is see the. Well, actually, you should see the Rob Zombie ones.
Yes.
He did his own take on them in like the early 2000s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He made, I think, two of those. But then they redid Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis as an older like lady. And there's actually another one coming out sometime soon, I think.
On the October 15th.
Yeah.
The next one comes out.
But they're great movies. Even like the very original one.
The original
one from like 1978 or whatever it is. It's old. I mean, it's definitely dated, but it still is a good scary movie. Mm. So you should check it out sometime.
The only fact,
put down the TikTok and watch some Halloween.
I thought I had some. We can maybe watch. I don't know if I do or not. I could probably get them on like Amazon
or
Netflix.
I'm sure you have to stream it somewhere.
The last movie that I thought that was kind of scary was this movie on Netflix that's called The Ritual. And I'm not going to lie, that's kind of cool.
Wait, what's cool? That's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It's a movie
called The Ritual, and it's a horror movie. It's interesting, I guess. I don't think it really follows around a specific creature or myth that you would normally think of. So it's about this group of guys that go camping out to this Norwegian wood area, and they get to this part of the woods that they can't really they keep going deeper. Eventually they get to these woods that are like have markings on them, and then at night
things happen.
Yeah, at night things happen. There's a
don't spoil it.
That's
enough.
You gotta stop there. So
is there anybody famous in that?
Are you notating that?
I don't think so. I don't know anybody by their face thinking about the movie.
What is it called?
Then again, I haven't seen the movie in a while.
The Ritual.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at the IMDb right now. I don't know that I recognize anybody's name.
I mean, like all the all the scary movies are kind of all the same.
That's not true.
Well, like I think so.
There's different kinds of scary movies, like The Exorcist, which is the scariest movie of all time, is not scary because of, like, jump scares. It's scary because of, like, spiritual and God
like,
stuff.
Yeah.
That freaks me out more than, like, scary movies do.
I never saw that movie, but I always was recommended.
Dude.
I think I've seen The Exorcist.
It still scares me. I've seen it
but, like, I don't
many
think
times.
I want to watch it.
Go for it.
I'll watch it. Like, I don't know where to watch it, though.
Well, not here is where you're going to watch it.
Joe's too afraid.
Yeah. We don't need to see that.
Okay. Go back to Virginia for that.
Exorcist is a classic.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, it didn't scare me. Or like,
you didn't think it was creepy?
See, yeah, it's more of a creepy kind of scare to me, too.
I don't think it's creepy because it's not real.
It's based
on a true story.
Yeah, but it doesn't look real, and it just
it's based on a true story.
What?
Not it.
The Exorcist.
Stephen King.
No,
no,
it.
We're talking about it.
Oh, we're talking about literally it. You thought she said it. Didn't scare me.
It
you
didn't
thought
scare me.
Stephen King wrote this. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I didn't know we switched movies. My bad. It.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. I love those movies, by the way. They're so good. But I read. In high school, in fact, we were talking yesterday, I spent summers in Utah a lot of times. One summer, I brought the book It with me, and I read it, and it scared the crap out of me, because I'm reading it in... It's like an 1,100-page book. It's giant.
Maybe.
But after reading the book and then seeing the movies, it's really good.
Maybe I should read it then.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I've never read a scary movie. I mean,
probably still have my...
I've never read a scary movie.
None of us have. It's okay.
Unless there were subtitles.
Sorry. Yeah. I've read a scary
movie. I probably still... I bet you it's upstairs with my other books. I still probably have my original hard copy. What's it called?
Hardcover?
Hardcover book.
I can't read books.
I'll read it. I don't want to steal it from you, though.
You know, it's not stealing. It's been in a box for a long time.
So I don't
remind
don't
me,
and
I'll get it for you. I'll give it to you. Yeah.
Really?
Did you say you can't read?
No, I don't. What I meant is that I just can't read books. Like, I mean, I'll read an article just fine, and I'll be able to picture what happened in any kind of scenario, but like reading a whole book, it can't grab my attention very well. Like I'll read like 4 pages or 5 pages into a book, and then I'll get to like the 6th or 7th, and then I'll completely forget about what I just
read. Then you're not
reading
the right books.
Yeah, and
can I get something that you're interested
in? There's two types of readers.
See, I'm with him. I'm not real big on sitting and committing to reading a whole book.
But you have to find something you're interested in. Like that we talked about. Like I read 120 books just on the mafia.
Exactly.
The mafia was interesting to me, so I could not put the books down.
Yeah, you had to
just gotta find something.
Some like it's genre or thing you like. You could be thriller, like it could be anything. Like
I haven't found a topic that I enjoy reading since then, though. So it's very specific to me, at least.
I guess.
Yeah. Glad Hades came up here just to lick. That's pretty awesome, as always. Crazy old dog. Why don't you go jump on the fence and give Quinn another heart attack? Do something.
Poor Quinn.
I'm just going to be sitting on the other side of the fence when she goes outside and just jump up and go, ah! just drops again. Like, hey, got punched in the chest again!
What's wrong with you? And you're probably hyperventilating because you're trying to bite Hank's face off. But Hank was being vicious.
Hank's a good guard dog on that fence, man. He is. He's like the Night's Guard, the Night's Watch, the
Night's Watch.
Night's Watch. Yes. Yeah, he's the guarding the wall.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a crow.
I never finished Game of Thrones.
Oh. Okay, stop. Just stop.
I've never even seen it.
That's right. Even your dad said he didn't finish. Why? Why? How can you make the journey?
I'm ahead of him. I'm on season 5. Yeah, I'm on season 5.
But there is that prequel coming out. I think it's coming out in like 2022. Maybe. I don't remember when.
That'll be a much anticipated.
But yeah, it's like, I think this one is like 300 years prior to.
Is it 300 or 3,000?
300. I think there's another one in the works that's like thousands of years earlier or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this one's prequel.
Are those based off books?
What?
Are those based off books?
I hope so, too.
Or is it just...
J.R.R. Tolkien, right? No. But Tolkien write Game of Thrones? No. He wrote Lord of the Rings.
George
R.R. Martin. I know he had two stupid letters, yeah.
I mean, the best movies or TV shows are based off books, I think.
What's your thoughts on Lord of the Ring? Have you ever watched those?
No.
Come on,
or read them.
Man.
I don't blame
you. I've read them. Man. I wouldn't bother reading about dwarves and hobbits and shit.
I mean, we have the CD, but I've just never watched it. I bet he has.
Blame you.
But I haven't.
The Hobbit?
No, Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings? Rings?
Sean Connery. So Lord of the Rings! That wasn't even good.
No, it wasn't.
Did sound more like Gandalf than Sean Connery, though.
Yeah.
You asked him a question. You didn't answer.
Yeah, he wasn't fast enough.
It is what it is.
Have you watched it?
I've watched the first 2 movies.
Okay. That's
Did
all
you like them?
That's what we needed to hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like what haven't watched any of those. They're I don't like any
movies.
Of those. The Lord of the Rings and
I like them. I just
weird
can't.
I feel like I'm gonna get
Hobbit
addicted to them, like
stuff.
Everyone else is, and then I'm gonna have nothing else to talk about. Because I'm like that. Whenever I talk about, whenever I get addicted to something, like reading, I feel like I talk about it way too much. Same with Vampire Diaries. I feel like I talk about it way too much.
It was a lot when
you
were here.
I know. I'm sorry. That's why
okay.
I can't get into things. Because I
That's
feel like
okay,
but you're
though.
Interested in it, though.
I know.
And it was new to us, so you
but
were telling us.
But people get, like, annoyed. And I don't want people to get annoyed.
Nah.
No.
Well, we did.
But I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. Like,
what?
People
No,
are.
But I liked it.
Why'd you give me that look?
Because you said you got annoyed.
No, I said we didn't, but some people might.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like,
no, but it was, I mean, even though, like, it's,
just
you know,
because
you hear Vampire Diaries and you think, you know, oh, that's the, you know, teenage girl kind of stuff, but it was actually a good show.
Yeah,
watch.
It wasn't bad. I mean, I found myself sitting
you
down there.
You
kind of
get sucked
going,
into
like,
it.
Okay, now remind me who this is and what
the connection is. Yeah. And then we're like, okay, we'll watch one more.
Yeah, so if anyone
we'll
wants.
We'll watch one more.
I recommend Vampire Diaries. It's not, you know.
But, no, there's a. A Sopranos, and I know you never watched it. None of you have. It was an HBO series, like one of the greatest series of all time. But the Sopranos prequel is coming out, I think, in like the middle of October as well.
Is that a
prequel
series? A movie?
No, it's just
or
a movie.
Mini series?
Yeah, it's a movie. It's called The Many Saints of Newark. But it's interesting because James Gandolfini, who played Tony Soprano and is dead, his son is playing the young Tony in this movie.
Right, and they said it looks
cool.
So slick like him, right?
So, anyway, I look forward to that. That's a good movie. If you want to watch something, watch The Sopranos sometime if you're going to binge a good series. Good stuff.
Okay.
Or The Wire.
The Wire.
The Wire too.
I think.
Yeah, have you watched The Wire?
I watched
The Wire when it was on. Yeah, because I had HBO at the time.
Who is the guy in it? Or no, wait.
The guy.
Like the main guy.
The guy.
Is it a main guy?
There's a lot of main guys in The Wire.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, Idris Elba was in there.
What is The Wire?
What?
I mean, I think that's a pretty obvious question. What is The Wire?
I couldn't answer that question.
Well, just answer it. I don't care for spoilers. Just answer
it. I don't have an answer. I told you I can't answer it. I didn't say I wouldn't.
Oh, well,
I don't know what they refer. I don't know what they meant by The Wire. It's probably something obvious, but I didn't care. It was just a good show.
Gotcha. It's a metaphor.
It is, I'm sure, for something.
Is that what you were asking?
I was asking what the show was.
Oh,
yeah. I was like going to say, you really, you. I was going to say, I don't think that's
why. I thought he
was
asking a much
that.
Deeper question. No. Like, you know, what is The Wire? I don't know.
What is The Wire?
Like, it's about cops and drug dealers in Baltimore.
Oh.
Baltimore.
Oh, well,
Baltimore?
Then you.
Baltimore.
No, it's Baltimore.
No, it's Baltimore.
Baltimore.
That's it, you're not from Baltimore.
But my mom's from Baltimore. I don't think she says it like that.
She says Baltimore.
She says Baltimore.
I'll have to listen next time.
Listen to somebody other than your mom who's from there. Say
okay. Fine, I will.
One of the comedians I listen to is a podcast. It's got Ryan Sickler, who grew up there, and he says it along with other people who've been on before. Let's say it that way. Yeah.
That's weird.
I mean,
Baltimore.
I don't know.
It's Baltimore. Yeah.
It's Baltimore.
Okay, but I'm just telling you. This is how
you don't know.
Fuck.
Have you ever been to Baltimore?
Yes. For you to get.
Nope.
We were there for.
My baptism was.
Not baptized. First communion?
Nope.
No, that was Virginia. In Virginia. We were there.
Yes, we were.
Somebody getting.
Married?
Redoing vows. Yes. Yes. Your mother and father redoing their vow, renewing their vows.
In church.
Okay.
Yes.
Sound like you're about to say crucified when you said crucified.
That's church related. whatever. So I was in Baltimore that time. I think that's the only time I've ever been there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Me too. It's a nice city, though.
I don't remember much of it.
I mean.
Anyway.
Anyways, we went to the mall there.
City.
We did go to the mall.
We went to Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Bear. Okay. When I was little, I was led to believe that Build-A-Bear. Sorry, I don't know why I said Baltimore. Build-A-Bear was really expensive. And
it is.
We never. Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To walk away with a stuffed bear?
How much?
I don't know. How much are they, what?
Is it 18?
50, 60?
No.
They're not 50 or 60.
It's a lot of money if you get all the add-ons, the clothes, and all that shit.
Well, see, that's the thing, because you can get, the basic bear for, I don't know, probably $20. But no kid wants just the basic bear.
I got just the basic bear.
If you get the basic bear, and then you got to get the one, because you want the one that talks, so you can record your own little message so it talks, so then, you know, there's an add-on.
I never got that.
Hats,
and then you
got to
get the clothes and the hats and the outfits.
I only got one bear, and I got it in Baltimore, so I named the bear Baltimore.
Because we're all in circle.
You are an ingenious inventor and orator of great things.
Hey,
thank you. I really try.
The creativity.
Do you still have that bear?
Stops.
What?
Do you still have that bear?
Yes.
Cool.
No.
You don't even know. How dare you treat your bear like
actually,
that?
Actually, no, I don't.
My
Build-A-Bear
is named Barry.
I think I threw
equally
it away.
Equally as cheesy as Baltimore.
I threw it away when we were moving out.
Why would you do that?
I didn't have any need for it anymore.
But you did right up until that day.
That poor bear,
broke
his heart.
Yeah, I had it up until that day.
No, but you had a need for it right up until that day. Is this what you're telling me?
That poor bear had been there for you your whole life, supporting you all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
And there he is. And all of a sudden, you just discarded him.
I had a blue bear that I think I've had all of my life that I also threw away that day. It had a Band-Aid that I put on that when I think I was 3 years old, and it was still on the bear.
That's a little nasty.
You're so heartless. How do you throw that kind
of
stuff
out? A lot of bears died that day.
Yeah, bears.
I still have mine.
All right.
Barry is living.
Barry the bear.
Good. I'm glad.
Congratulations. All right. We have to wrap this up. We're running long.
All right.
So let's go. We're going to go downstairs after this and think of creative ways to scare the dog next door. Okay?
Okay.
We'll write a list. We'll narrow it down to a top 5.
No dress
we'll try
as a
them
bush.
Out tomorrow. Whatever works.
Yeah.
Whatever works. We're going
to
try and get
really
that
quiet.
Dog to faint again.
Oh, I think it's easy. We just let Hank out.
Yeah, I guess so.
turn on a vacuum.
That's probably going to be the number one answer on the top five. Hank. Okay, all right.
No, but now that she almost saw her dog die before her eyes, maybe she'll fix the dog's leash
so it doesn't
come onto our
no.
property and jump on our fence.
I feel bad because I was so pissed that the dog was even jumping on her fence again. And I really almost was at a point where I was going to go out there and be like, hey, can you just fucking keep your dog up?
It's not like she doesn't hear you swearing at
her
on the porch.
Oh, well, good. Then she should do something about it.
Yes, she says, sorry.
Yeah. Fix it, dum-dum. God damn it. All right, now I'm angry again. All right, well, guys.
It doesn't take much.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm glad I was on this.
We are glad you were on it, both of you.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Adios.
See you guys.
Adios, amigos.
Bye.
Bye.